Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. Yesterday evening, we had the opportunity to stop by the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville and visit with members of the cast and the adults helping to put on Fiddler on the Roof Jr., the latest production of the Parkway Playhouse Jr. Now, that production is tonight and tomorrow night at 6 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 3. We'll talk to some of the cast and some of the adults that are helping make it all take place.
I'm Zachariah Mollis.
So, Zachariah, tell me, what's your part in Fiddler?
I am Tevye. I am kind of the big, jolly man of the village. I have five daughters, which is a big thing to deal with, them growing into women and becoming married.
And, of course, in the Fiddler story, you have everything changing, the children growing up, the world changing. It was a rough time.
Yes, it's definitely a rough time. I have to portray his frustration and then acceptance of the changes that happen throughout the story.
Well, the most interesting thing about when I found out the junior program was doing Fiddler on the Roof is how hard is it for you to play something that's pretty mature stuff you guys are dealing with? Usually you're doing Disney stuff. And how have you adapted to that, and have you enjoyed it?
Adapting has been a little bit of a challenge. Specifically, I have to display a lot more intense emotions, so a lot more sadness and a lot more anger. It's taken a little while, but I've figured out how to really show kind of the biting of it without just yelling. And I have enjoyed it because it's allowed me to grow a lot as an actor. Yeah, it's been hard, but definitely useful.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
So you're 16. And tell me some of the other things you've been involved in.
Mulan Jr., The Lion King Jr., when I was very young, Peter Pan Jr., I was in Footloose for last year's main stage season. I've been to the Junior Theater Festival in Atlanta three times with the Parkway Playhouse.
I'm Eli Martin.
So now, Eli, what part do you have in Fiddler on the Roof Jr.?
I'm playing Perchik.
Tell me a little bit about that character.
He had traveled to Onatevka from a place called Kiev, and he is a teacher, and basically finds a love interest there, and they go off to Siberia.
What's it like to be able to play this type of role?
It's difficult, harder than I imagined, because this is basically my first play with Parkway Playhouse.
How old are you?
Well, turned 13 on the day of the show.
Wow. Well, happy birthday then. You got a birthday coming up.
Natalie Calkins.
So now, Natalie, tell me a little bit, first of all, what's your part in Fiddler Jr.?
I play Hoddle, who is one of Tevye's five daughters.
So now, what's that like?
I have a lot of sisters, and we have to do a lot of work around the house and all that good stuff.
All that type.
Yeah.
Isn't that a little bit like reality? Well, never mind. How does it feel playing a role like this?
There's definitely a lot of character development, because at the beginning of the show, Hoddle is very playful and talkative, and by the end of the show, she's basically crying because she has to leave her mother and father and move to Siberia with who is my husband, Perchik.
And again, this is very mature with serious life happenings in it. Is that hard for you to do?
It's definitely more difficult than anything that I've done before, because most of the shows that I've done are like Disney and Willy Wonka, which is very different from Jewish people being evicted from their homes.
Yeah. Have you learned anything interesting from all of this?
Well, it's kind of a coincidence that we were studying World War II and the Holocaust during the entirety of the show.
Oh, wow.
So there's been a lot of that going around in my brain just in general, and the facts about the Holocaust are just shocking.
Before we let you go, how old are you?
I'm 15.
So you're 15. Well, good luck. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful performance, and you guys are going to do a great job, so thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Golda. I am the wife of Tevye, the main character.
Oh, okay. So now, what's it like to play this type role?
It's been very fun and interesting. I've never gotten to play a mother figure before, because this is a junior production, so that's been interesting. She's very sassy, so that's been fun to be sassy on stage.
So tell me about your path with the junior program. What's some of the other things you've done?
Actually, this is my first junior production.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is something that's new. Is it everything you've expected it to be?
Yes. It's been a learning experience.
That's good.
Yeah.
If there's someone listening that has ever thought about maybe even getting involved in something like this, what's your advice to them? Would you tell them to do it?
I would. Yes, because it will help them grow as actors and singers, because we usually do musicals.
Colin Eaton, now you have been with us on a lot of different things over the years, but you're choreographing this particular Parkway Playhouse Junior event. What's it been like?
It's just a whole different experience. I've been in several shows, and choreographing, it's kind of surreal because it's something I've wanted to do for a long time, and I'm so proud of all the kids, and they're doing such a good job, and it's been awesome.
What's the age range?
About 9 to 18.
It's going to be a good performance, isn't it?
It's going to be wonderful.
We appreciate you taking a minute to talk to us and carry on. Good job. Thank you. So now, age 9 to 18.
Yeah.
Now, let's see, what was your name again?
May Johnson.
May, are you doing all right?
I am.
So now tell me, this is different for Parkway Playhouse Junior in my mind, isn't it?
A little bit more of a traditional classical show, if you will, instead of doing Disney or...
Which there's nothing wrong with
it. No, there's nothing wrong with it.
It's just a little different. They seem to really be taken to it, and they're so young and so serious.
They are. They're taking it very seriously, and we're very impressed with how well they are all doing with it.
So if you would fill in just a little bit of the extra information, when are the performances, what's it cost, and that type thing?
Performances will be Friday and Saturday at 6 o'clock, and then Sunday a matinee at 3 o'clock. $11 for adults and $5.50 for students.
So now, your name is?
Theo Henry.
Theo Henry. And Theo, what is your part in Fiddler on the Roof Jr.?
Well, I have a couple different parts, like village scenes, but my main part's the fiddler.
You're the fiddler?
Mm-hmm.
Has it been a lot of fun?
Yes, it's actually been really fun. It's my first play, so I'm really nervous, but...
So how old are you?
12.
So, do you play the violin?
Yes, I do, and I'm actually going to be playing it up on the roof.
Well, that's going to be cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess you want to invite everybody to come and watch you play the fiddle on the roof.
As long as they don't fail.
There you go. You said this was your first Parkway Playhouse Junior?
Yes, it is. I've watched Playhouse before, and my brother's been in it, but I've never done plays before, so.
Well, wonderful. We're glad, and I'm excited to know you're going to be the fiddler. Good luck, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you to everyone at the Parkway Playhouse Junior for talking with us about Fiddler on the Roof Jr. yesterday evening. I do want to remind you the production will be tonight and tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 3. I think you'll enjoy it. Consider going and supporting these young folks. Thanks again to everybody at Parkway Playhouse, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.